Let's just talk about your failures. You have none of them, so we're done.
But first, a word from our sponsor, Ahrefs. Do you wish you could get more traffic to your website? Half the battle of that is knowing what to fix on your website regarding SEO. You could always hire an SEO consulting firm to do that, but that could be expensive. I have always said, if you could do it in-house, understand SEO, understand what you need to fix, you could probably fix it better than most SEO companies because you know your business, you know your customers, you know your content better than anybody else. What if you get a free SEO audit from an amazing toolset? That is the power of Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs Webmaster Tools gives you the tools and the information you need to go ahead and see a list of things that you could fix on your site immediately. You'll see the keywords you're ranking for, understand how Google sees your content and your site, and discover how making changes to your website could absolutely blow up your traffic in Google search. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/webmaster-tools. And thanks again to Ahrefs for sponsoring.
I think I fail constantly.
Yeah, you have to if you want to try all these things.
Yeah, and
what's the percentage? I mean, probably most things fail for you to find one thing that wins.
90%?
Yeah.
Easy, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. And I think that's actually probably one of the most powerful aspects of this and why I kind of like doing it is because a lot of times those failures, and I'm not sure if you're a Ryan Holiday fan, the obstacle is the way kind of thing, but you know, every failure is most certainly an opportunity in disguise.
Yeah.
And if you set your SEO strategies up, if you're working for clients, so clients are weird, they update their site without letting you know, they do dumb stuff, right? Setting your marketing campaigns up, kind of like, these are the ancillary properties. I can turn this into something else if that fails,
right,
is critical because then you never actually take a loss. The loss is a gain. Well, we got these ancillary properties or we registered a bunch of redirect domains and so now we can use those for something else, which is, by the way, another black hat thing that's not the redirect, that's easy, but negative redirects from adult sites is, I know there's a lot of people saying negative SEO doesn't work. I have not done this, but I've been the
recipient.
Yes, and that most certainly does.
Interesting, okay.
Negative expired domains from adult sites redirected to your site,
I find that to be low, like to take the negative approach on SEO.
It is, but I don't condone that. I think everybody out there working, I feel like there's enough room for everybody to play in without having to go on kind of those negative tactics.
Right.
But it's a cutthroat world out there. These things are there. Just being aware of it.
Right. So keep trying, keep testing, fail a lot.
Fail a lot. There's so many, I can't tell you how many e-commerce sites I've started that have completely failed. But every time I've learned a piece of that. Oh, wait, we can't sell this because we can't sell this to this government because right. There's laws, right? And so you start learning. I mean, one of the first companies I started was a caller ID spoofing company. And this is way back when it started up. I didn't realize I was breaking telecom laws until the FTC came in and was like, here's a giant fine.
Nice.
Sue.
Honestly, some of the best and most, I guess, I don't know, some of the best SEOs that I've met are the ones that literally just hack things together and try things like crazy.
And that's what you have to do. You always have to be trying something new and measuring it. Like if you can't measure it, you can't scale it.
Yeah. I know one that went to jail for it, but made out very well anyway, so.
Was it something cool? What was he doing?
I don't know if I should mention his name on here, but.
Fair enough. Can we dial it back to make it enough just to make it legal? Like there's the illegal part where you just back it off a little?
It was an affiliate thing, so.
Cookie stuffing?
It was a form of that. I guess it's public. I guess I can mention it. Sean Hogan?
Oh, yeah.
Digital Point.
Yeah. Everybody knows about the digital point thing. But there's so many things that started after that. I mean, there was those, I'm trying to think about it. It was cookiestuffer.com.
There's nobody, his mind is that. Meaning, I even spoke to him recently. It's like, what could I do that people aren't doing today? Kind of like what you're talking about. Not necessarily like the old to the new, but more about what's new to the new. It's like insane. His mind is insane.
People are doing a similar version of that now, which affiliate managers should be aware of, is they're using WebSockets. So WebSockets, you can make like a VoIP call, back and forth. Well, you can control other browser tabs and make it look like it's coming from that person, hit it. And so I've seen this in the wild where my browser sniffing my traffic out is going, oh, I'm on Amazon, and they're smart now, not just landing on one Amazon page, but surfing through them. I even saw this with click-through rate manipulation.
Right.
People doing Google searches in the background from a session and clicking on through their results.
Right. But technically, I think those are against their affiliate guidelines, but maybe the word WebSocket's not mentioned, but the actual thing they're doing is against the web.
And that's the thing that, you know, working the affiliate space on the manager side of things is ridiculously hard because there's so much of that. There's so much of that and it's so clever. You know, it's really interesting to see. It gets me excited to see it. But as somebody that manages the affiliate campaigns for you know, a good number of companies, it's terrifying because I see the loss. Even just brand bidding, you know, something as innocuous as that can cause huge losses.
Interesting.
But I don't see it going away anytime soon.
No, as long as there's the internet and there's loopholes or ways for, you know, it's always going to be like that. Like you said, cat and mouse game in every space on the internet.
Absolutely. But and that's why, you know, 10 years from now, where is that going to be? And especially as every time we stack new technologies on here, it just kind of opens that up. And, you know, I don't condone doing any of that sort of thing, but I can appreciate the cleverness of a lot of those techniques.
I'm just waiting for my house IoT stuff to start doing stuff in order
buy
to
buy Coke.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, it's what Burger King did that thing with, you know, Alexa. Hey, Alexa.
Yeah.
With Burger King. Genius, right? I mean, that's a genius technique.
You're watching a 15-second Burger King ad, which is unfortunately not enough time to explain all the fresh ingredients in the Whopper sandwich. But I got an idea. Okay, Google, what is the Whopper burger?
Was it intentional?
I believe it was.
Okay, they said it wasn't, right?
Right, and is there anything illegal? You know, it's not. It's definitely a gray area, but when I saw that, I went out and I got Burger King that day. I'm not sure if it was Burger King, man. I'm pretty sure it was Burger King, but I went out and I bought that Burger King guy. So I was like, you know what? I support that because that is very clever.
Cool. Awesome. I appreciate you doing this and sharing all this information.
Appreciate it.
How can people follow you, learn more about you, connect with you?
Check me out. Just Google search Jeremy Mindel. You'll find me.
Cool. Don't send any negative SEO or negative SEO domains to them.
Bring it. Let's see.
Yeah, right?
Cool. Put a challenge out the internet. Cut that out.
Cool. Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.